Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Give me a little something. Let's go. I was going to talk about something else, but whatever. Let's talk about this. We have baseball coming up. We are going to talk about that for sure. Danny Wexelman from ESPN will be here talking about last night's Game 5. We'll look ahead to Game 6 as well, Blue Jays and Dodgers. I am so excited because tomorrow morning I had to remind myself, at 10:30, tickets go on sale. This is old school, but I'm going to this concert. New Edition, Boys to Men, Tony Braxton, all touring together. And they are coming to D.C., and I'm going to be there. And the cool thing is, they're all going to share the stage together. So it's not going to be Tony Braxton, then Boys to Men, and New Edition, which is the headliner. They're all going to be on the stage at the same time, singing with each other. Those tickets are going to be outrageous. But I saw like this 2-minute promo video that was going around X, and I know I'm being an old here, but this is going to be so expensive, but it's going to be worth it. It's one of those things even Catherine was like, I'll go to that. I was like, really? She's like, oh yeah. I'm like, all right, honey, let's go. Let's cook. So I got to be online. I can do that annoying thing. You hit refresh, try to buy those tickets immediately because they're going to go like that.
But when you said those three artists, I was like, that's definitely Jinx. Like, when I think of you, I think of, like, 90s hip-hop and, like, R&B. So, like, that's you. Like,
that's
I know you that well, but, like, that seems to me like a band that you should pay money to see because you will love it. So, I think that'll be a great experience. And I think it just goes to show, like, maybe it's not this way anymore. I feel like those people could really sing. And, like, they can probably do covers of each other's songs, and it won't be an issue. Like, not to hate on Tate McRae, but, like, do you think she could do that? Like, I don't know. Feels like it needs to be in her key. But she would have some great dance moves, and she would look very hot. But it just feels like one of those things that we saw from especially R&B in the 90s, where people were just such good singers. They could, like, sing the encyclopedia, and you'd be like, man, you know, Usher could do it all. I would listen to whatever he sung.
Oh, absolutely. And I always tell people who forget about New Edition, this is my favorite group of all time, as I've talked about. But within that group is Belle Biv DeVoe. So you hear Poison or Do Me. And then Johnny Gill is a part of that group. So you get Johnny's hits from the 90s. And then Bobby Brown is a part of that group. So you get all of his hits. So it's not just that one. And then the group has a ton of hits. So you just get this smorgasbord of 90s R&B. And I'm going to be all over that. Also, I wanted to mention this. Something more in your wheelhouse. And I've told this story before, but as we wait on Danny, I have to tell it again. So we're talking about Brad Paisley singing the national anthem before game three. And of course, that went 18 innings, and how the last five national anthems he has sung in the World Series, all those games have gone to extra innings. Remember when I told you I saw Brad Paisley in concert and they had a hologram of Carrie Underwood there? Because they did a duet many years ago called Remind Me, I think.
Remind Me.
Yeah. Great song. Really great song.
Yeah.
And so Brad Paisley is performing and they had a hologram of Carrie. And, you know, she sings it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that was good. It was really good. And I'm telling you, walking out of that concert, and I hear a girl behind me, I just can't believe Carrie showed up. That was so cool.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh. this is a while back.
Oh, no.
You know, like you could see, I mean, it was really well done, but it was obvious. I'm like, and I was like, ma'am, I don't know where you were sitting. But I was in the back, and I was like, that's a hologram. That is not Carrie Underwood. But
sometimes you'll have to remind me of how stupid the general public can be, because sometimes you give them too much credit. You're like, man, look at how great these memes are on the internet. Like, we're smart. We're great. We're American. And then you hear something like that and you're like, maybe not. But Jenks, I had a segue for you. George Springer used to use Poison as his walk-up song when he was with the Astros. So he would probably love to go to that concert as well, but he's a little busy.
Never trust a big butt and a smile. That's advice that transcends the test of time. Transcends. We're going to get to Danny Welksman here from Major League Baseball Network and ESPN shortly, just waiting on her. But let's talk a little baseball. I'm on my voice this morning. Let's talk a little baseball. How about that? Blue Jays down in the Dodgers last night, 6-1. Blue Jays plus 170 on the money line. Total set at 8. The under hits. And, man, Trey Savage. Can we talk about that for a second? We can talk about that guy. 46 days ago, this guy was pitching the minor leagues. And here he is striking out 12 batters, doesn't walk a single batter, allows one run over seven innings, and then sets a World Series record, breaking the rookie record for strikeouts set in the World Series by Don Newcomb of the Brooklyn Dodgers back in 1949. We can talk about Vladdy. We can talk about Davis Schneider. We can talk about Blake Snell. Blake Snell. Giving him five runs. There's a lot of ways we could go here, but let's start with Trey because he was magnificent.
Oh, yeah. Like, I remember very vividly, like, when he was making his major league debut with the Blue Jays, and I, like, saw his stat line because I think he had a pretty good debut. And I think I was telling Den this. I was like, did you see that kid for the Blue Jays? His last name is Yesavage. How cool of a last name is that? Like, little did I know that we would be talking about him in the World Series. As somebody who is a 22-year-old rookie in the biggest moment, you know, of any moment of his career and most of these guys' careers. So I just think it's a microcosm of what we've seen from the Blue Jays is that it's unexpected, even though, you know, the talent is certainly there. It's just people have this foregone conclusion that it's the mighty Dodgers. Their payroll is $320 million. They have Ohtani. Nobody can beat them. But then the Blue Jays just aren't accepting that as fact, and they're like, well, watch us.
Right.
And every single game, this World Series, they have been at plus money. And Jenks, here they stand with the lead in the World Series. And guess what? They are plus money dogs once again in game six.
Oh, man. I just love the resolve of this Blue Jays team. And what I really love is Vladdy giving them that pump-up speech after game three.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm. And then delivering. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to give your guys a rah-rah speech and then you go out and you rack up the old golden sombrero. That's not something you want to do. Guys, let's go get him. Four strikeouts. Whew. Okay. He has not done that. Just one swing after the other, one home run after the other. Last night, back-to-back home runs at the top of that Jays lineup. He had the second one to put Toronto on top 2-0, batting .415 in the postseason. Unbelievable. 15 RBI in 16 games. He is your favorite right now to be the World Series MVP at minus 200. So the Jays are getting the perfect balance between their superstar stepping up and also everyone else doing their job. Do your job. You always hear that. Do your job. Yeah. Everyone on the Toronto roster is doing their job.
Right, even the unlikely heroes, like from Savage to Davis Schneider, who was filling in for George Springer at the leadoff spot. It has been a great run for the Blue Jays, and I have been very, very entertained.
Oh, man, been so good. Well, I'll tell you something. We're going to keep talking about baseball, and we're going to do it with someone that you know who absolutely is all over the sport. Danny Wexelman from ESPN covers baseball on a Major League Baseball network as well. Danny, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. And let me throw that question out to you. How unbelievable was Treya Savage last night? What was your take?
Well, guys, first of all, thank you for having me. I have been privileged to get to see him now for, what, five games in the postseason. I went to his start against the New York Yankees during the ALDS and covered him a little bit when he was at East Carolina in college. And it's crazy to think that he was in college last year, right? Gets drafted, goes through four levels of the minor leagues, and then gets promoted in September up to the big league club. Only has three regular season starts before the postseason begins. So poised, impressed, just wowed, I think is the word that comes to mind for me, watching a 22-year-old rookie go out there and shove against one of the best offenses in baseball, even if we haven't seen it in the postseason. The Dodgers are. They have three Hall of Famers. He made them look really silly. So it's incredibly impressive for him to go out there and do that. In Game 5, we know how important Game 5s are, right, to the series. The Jays actually lost their Game 5 during the ALCS, but Treya Savage took care of business. I can't imagine how good the Blue Jays must feel knowing that they developed this kid and then promoted him, and he's gone out there and done that. It's the splitter, right? It's the arm angle and the splitter. It's devastating when he can land it. It's effective, and it's disgusting, and it's untouchable. Aaron Judge said how uncomfortable that was during the ALDS when they had to face him. And I think the thing to note about him, you know, we had a chance to talk to him a couple of times throughout the postseason. I've been on the road basically following the AL side of things now for 4 weeks, is just how collected he is, and the idea that he learned so much throughout those four levels. But this is a different breed of a kid. When you're built like this in moments like this, you're completely, your DNA is different than everybody else's, and he proved that last night.
It almost feels like a microcosm of the Blue Jays themselves, where everybody says, oh, you guys are the underdogs. Oh, this is improbable. Even though the Blue Jays had a better regular season record than the Dodgers, like, you see the odds, you see the narratives, everybody's looking at Ohtani and this roster that costs so much, and it just feels like the Blue Jays just don't subscribe to that. Like, how important has their mentality been throughout the postseason?
Yeah, and I think that's really important, actually, because I think that's a whole other side of what they're doing. I will say, I think people forget sometimes that the Jays are top five in luxury tax payroll. Like, the Blue Jays spent a lot of money in the offseason, and a lot of that went to Vlad Guerrero Jr., of course, but Anthony Santander as well, who's not even playing, right? You mentioned he's not playing. He's been replaced on the roster. That happened during the ALCS. George Springer, who is hurt right now. Like, he had a big contract. There's a couple of guys, Max Scherzer, who commanded a lot of money, of course, during his, I don't know, fifth or sixth free agency now. But their mentality is probably what gives them the edge. I think a couple of things. One, everyone's counted them out. There's so many people who have drank the Dodgers lemonade, and that's fine. I get it. Like, you're the defending champs. You have a team of three plus Hall of Famers. You have first ballot Hall of Famers. You have Clayton Kershaw on there, who will be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Like, why wouldn't we think the Dodgers would be the better team? I remember in the offseason, I don't know if you guys remember, but everyone thought this team would go 162-0. They're like, who's going to be able to beat them? That's embarrassing for the sport. We're way better than that. Like, let's be really honest. Baseball's a really hard game. Anyone can win on any day. And what the Jays have done the last 4 weeks, kind of, they've taken on that uncommon man mentality that Ernie Clement's been talking about. And I think that that's just coming to light, but I think that they've felt that. And because nobody thinks they can win and nobody cares about them, they only care about the Dodgers, they've kind of just gone under the radar, ironically, right? They had a beast of a series against the Mariners, and they had to go to seven. The Mariners were really good. The Jays weren't supposed to come back and win that when you lose the first two games at home. That's who they are, right? You have Addison Barger, who's sleeping on a pullout couch in Davis Schneider's home with his girlfriend. Like, that doesn't make any sense. These guys are just built differently, and I think the fact that nobody's considering them has bled into the way that they play. It's kind of like just an FU mentality. We talked to Tyler Heineman, the catcher for the Jays, during the ALCS, and he kind of told us, like, it's not like, this was before Game 7, it's not like Game 7 isn't important and we realize the magnitude of the game, but it is also just another game for us, and that's kind of the identity that we've taken on. And it's been special to watch this team come together, this band of brothers.
Danny, before we let you go, we've only got about a minute or so left, but how much pressure is on the Dodgers right now?
Oh, all the pressure. The pressure is on them. It is not on the Blue Jays. It's all on the Dodgers because of the payroll, because of the caliber of players that they have, because of the way that they've played and their offense hasn't showed up. The Jays have diffused them completely. So it is completely on the Dodgers. The Jays have home field. They were the best team in baseball. They were the best team in the American League. And they have two games to get the job done. How cool is that? That we start the season internationally, we will end it internationally. And the Jays, 1993, they're trying to revive 93, and I think that they can do it.
She is Danny Wexelman, catcher on ESPN and also on MLB Network Radio. Danny, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. Enjoy the games.
Thank you so much. All right. Nice little insight there. You can just hear the excitement in her voice. I mean, I'm excited, but she makes some really good points. And yeah, all the pressure now is on LA. You were supposed to win this thing. You had the advantage. You had all the momentum after game three. 18 innings, Freddie Freeman. It was all yours. And then here come the Blue Jays. What a great series.
I think what makes this the best when it comes to baseball is that baseball is such a numbers-based sport, but it feels to me the biggest factor in this World Series is not a number. Like we keep mentioning, it's the mentality. So from a storyline perspective, like, this is what you need from baseball. You don't need, like, oh, well, he had a 45-angle launch angle, and, like, he hit whatever, and this number is, you know, this player is making this much money. It's like, these are the storylines that are so easy to get behind as sports fans.
Yes. Could not agree more. Man, it's exciting. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
And we get baseball to bet on tonight. We also have Thursday Night Football. We talked about that. Maybe some hockey? Do I hear hockey? Maybe? Yeah? Coming up, we will tell you our favorite bets of the evening. And yes, the doctor's here. It's coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.